I'm here with Alexander Mercurs, editor-in-chief of The Durand. Alexander, let's talk about the New York Times article that is now saying Russia is set to interfere in the 2020 elections in favor of Trump. And they're also going to interfere in favor of Bernie Sanders in the Democrat elections. And I want to read you, within literally a 24-hour time span, three titles from the New York Times. The first one: Russia is said to be interfering to aid Bernie Sanders in the 2020 election. The second one: Bernie Sanders, the Teflon candidate, faces sudden new tests. The third one, with a picture of Putin right there: same goal, different playbook, why Russia would support Trump and Sanders. So three titles right there off the bat from the New York Times. You want to comment real quickly on those titles, Alexander, and then I'll read you Bernie Sanders, what Bernie Sanders said about the New York Times article, and then I'll read you how Trump reacted to the New York Times article, which is very interesting how both men reacted to this article. So, Alexander, first, a quick comment on these three titles from the New York Times, literally within 24 hours.
Well, indeed, let's focus on what the New York Times, and indeed also the Washington Post, one should say, is doing. We have our old friends, the anonymous sources, who come along to the two newspapers of record, the New York Times and the Washington Post. And of course, as we all know, the establishment, the elite, the blob, call it what you will, the deep state, call it what you will, they don't like Donald Trump. I mean, that's become absolutely crystal clear over the last 4 years. They don't like Bernie Sanders either very much. And what we hear and see is that once again, they're whispering away about how Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders, they're advancing because the Russians are helping them. This now seems to be the default position. It's always the Russians helping either Donald Trump or Bernie Sanders at exactly the moment, notice, when both Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders are looking extremely strong. Can I say, once again, not a shred of evidence to support this bizarre conclusion or these bizarre claims. They are completely and absurdly bizarre because, of course, why would the Russians want to interfere in an American election now? And why would they simultaneously be backing both Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders? I mean, the mind boggles about this. But it seems to me it's quite clear now that the U.S. intelligence community, as it calls itself, is essentially an entirely owned subsidiary of the Democratic National Committee, and it does exactly what the Democratic National Committee wants. The Democratic National Committee obviously doesn't want Donald Trump re-elected president of the United States, and the Democratic National Committee obviously doesn't want Bernie Sanders elected. And together, the Democratic National Committee and its fully owned subsidiary, the U.S. intelligence community, make up the deep state, along with the military-industrial complex, the New York Times, the Washington Post, MSNBC, most of the media, and all of these people. Apparently, Barack Obama referred to them as the blob. And here we see them all in action, once again, recycling the same story, playing the same record all over again. Is Russia, Russia, Russia. Donald Trump is, you know, the Russian asset. Bernie Sanders is the Russian asset. And I think it was Caitlin Johnson who said, you know, it seems that the only person who's not a Russian asset is Pete Buttigieg. I mean, I've even seen suggestions that Mike Bloomberg is a Russian asset, though I think those were intended satirically.
I think Pete Buttigieg is a CIA plant. And well, there is quite a lot of evidence out there that he is a CIA plant, but that's probably another video for another time.
Another day.
Yes, exactly. But I think that there's a big difference here, even though they're both Russia assets, according to the New York Times and the Washington Post, MSNBC, CNN, and all these idiots. Mm. Bernie Sanders embraces it and goes along with it. In other words, he plays into the deep state's game.
Yes.
And Trump fights it. And let me read you the two quotes from both of them, which I think clearly points out how the one man is a fighter and the other man is going to get rolled over by the deep state.
Yes.
He's going to get rolled over and trounced. And he did it in 2016 when he supported Hillary Clinton. Supported Hillary Clinton, and it showed what a weak spine he has. I'm sorry, I've said many good things about Bernie Sanders, but after his comment, after he commented on the New York Times piece, I don't know what else to say, the way he commented about it. Anyway, so here we have what Bernie Sanders said regarding the New York Times piece, Alexander. "I don't care, frankly, who Putin wants to be president." Sanders said, "My message to Putin is clear. Stay out of American elections. And as president, I will make sure that you do." He said that he was briefed about a month ago on the Russian interference. Sanders continued, "Unlike Donald Trump, I do not consider Vladimir Putin a good friend. He is an autocratic thug who is attempting to destroy democracy and crush dissent in Russia." He went on to condemn any form of interference in the American presidential election. Quote, "Let's be clear. The Russians want to undermine American democracy by dividing us up. And unlike the current president, I stand firmly against their efforts and any other foreign power that wants to interfere in our elections." He said, "The intelligence community is telling us Russia is interfering in this campaign right now in 2020. And I'm reading this from a Daily Mail post on this article. So that is Bernie Sanders' reaction to the New York Times hoax piece, New York Times fake news on this new Russia did a conspiracy. And here we go now with Trump. Earlier on Friday, Trump dismissed a report claiming his former acting director of national intelligence told Congress that Russia wanted him to win in November, claiming it was just another Democrat hoax. Quote, "Another misinformation campaign is being launched by Democrats in Congress saying that Russia prefers me to any of the do-nothing Democrat candidates who still have been unable to, after 2 weeks, count their votes in Iowa. Hoax number 7! Exclamation point." Trump lamented on Twitter Friday morning. So, Alexander, there you have Bernie's reaction, which is, oh yeah, the Russians are interfering in elections, and I'm going to tell Putin to stop. And if the intelligence community tells me they're interfering, then of course I believe the intelligence community, the same intelligence community that led us to the Iraq war, tried to pass off hoaxes in Syria, in Libya, have lied over and over again. But Bernie Sanders is saying, no, if they're telling me this, that Russia's interfering, then I'm going to buy into it. And I'm going to essentially saying I'm going to work with them to stop this interference. And I'm going to tell Putin exactly who the man is. Sanders is going to tell Putin who the man is. Trump, on the other hand, what does he do? He makes fun of it. He says another hoax. He says do nothing Democrats. He brushes it off, laughs about it, and then condemns, essentially is saying the New York Times and the Washington Post are just spreading more BS fake news. Two very different reactions. And Trump's reaction, I like. Bernie Sanders' reaction, once again, to me, confirms that when they steal the election from Bernie Sanders, which they will, when they steal the election, he's going to roll over again.
Well, this is why Donald Trump and not Bernie Sanders is the president of the United States. And why come November 2020, I predict Donald Trump and not Bernie Sanders will again be reelected president of the United States. What you get from the one, Donald Trump, is fighting talk. And not just fighting talk, but I mean, true talk. I mean, he says it as it is. What you get from Bernie Sanders is appeasement. And of course, if you try to appease the DNC intelligence community complex, they will not be appeased. They will come back and they will demand more, and they will eat him alive. That's exactly what they're going to do. Every time he advances, every time he pushes up in the polls, we'll see more stories being spread, more interviews in which he's going to be asked about all of this. He's going to be constantly on the defensive. He's going to be made to look weak and shifty. And to be very clear, these answers are precisely that. And Donald Trump is going to see himself become ever stronger as he pushes back on a story that Americans have now heard so many times that they're no longer, I think, as credulous about it as some of them were. Not all of them, some of them were back in 2016, 2017, when it was first played. So I predict that the result of all of this is Donald Trump is in a stronger position to win the presidency, to retain the presidency come November 2020, because his approach is politically the right one. Why doesn't Bernie Sanders do the obvious and right thing? Comes along and says, all these allegations we've been hearing from all these anonymous sources about Russian interference, we've had endless investigations, we've had Mueller looking into them, we've had all kinds of people looking into them. Nothing has been proved to be true. They ran with a Steele dossier, which is a complete and absolute piece of fake nonsense. Why should I believe it? I'm not going to believe it. And I don't think it's any coincidence at all that all of this is now coming out at precisely the moment when I seem to be making progress in winning the Democratic Party's nomination. That would have been a very strong pitch. It would have convinced many people for the very simple reason that it is true. But is the difference, as I said, between fighting and appeasing. It's the Donald Trump takes the Churchillian route, Bernie Sanders takes the Chamberlain route. And the result is, as I said, Trump is going to win. And I agree with you, by the way. I've basically had a lot of time for Bernie Sanders. I've always had a great respect for him. But this response commands no respect. Weakness never does.
Yeah, he could learn something from Tulsi Gabbard, couldn't he?
Yeah, of course he
could. Tulsi Gabbard went right after Hillary Clinton. The minute Hillary Clinton started just a little bit to smear her, Tulsi Gabbard went right after her.
Absolutely.
Bernie Sanders should have said exactly what you said, and he should have said, this is once again the Hillary Clinton machine trying to smear me, trying to create a brokered convention, and trying to steal the nomination from me. He should have said that. He should still say that.
Absolutely.
But instead, he goes along with the Russiagate narrative. He went along with it in 2016, 17, 18, Ukraine gate, all of it. He went along with it.
Yes.
He's going along with it now. He doesn't realize this is a setup, like you said. This is a setup for more stories on why Bernie Sanders, who vacationed, who honeymooned in Russia and all that stuff, is their preferred candidate. They're going to continue to hit them with this, this story, hit him with this. And he's just sitting there agreeing with it.
Absolutely.
He should be just blasting them.
Absolutely.
But he doesn't do it.
He doesn't do it. I don't understand the logic of his not doing it, because he can't seriously believe that it's true. I mean, he's obviously frightened of these people, and I suspect that there are whisperers around him who tell him that he's got to if he's going to win, beat Trump. He's got to unite the Democratic Party behind him. What he's going to do, he's not going to unite the Democratic Party behind him, because these people, the people we're talking about, the people who are spreading these stories, are not going to stop spreading these stories. They're not going to unite behind him under any circumstances. What you said is absolutely right. They're going to work flat out to get a brokered convention and to stop Bernie Sanders becoming the Democratic Party's candidate by saying that he's Putin's candidate. And what has Bernie done? He's given that whole narrative traction.
He goes along with it.
He accepts it, exactly.
He accepts what the intelligence community says at face value.
Well,
he accepts it.
Well, indeed.
Right away.
Well, indeed. Since when does a left-wing so-called socialist in the United States support what the US intelligence community says? I mean, it really turns reality on its head. These are the people the US intelligence community targets. They're targeting him. Why can't he see that? He comes along and says, you know, they're right to target me. You know, come after me. I'm clearly the person who is, you know, being helped by Putin in this fashion. So I invite you to attack me. It's a crazy ploy for him to take, crazy approach. And it shows, again, his weakness. And I'm sure it also shows what incredibly bad advice he's getting.
Yeah, he also shows what a terrible diplomat he is. I'll be honest, his foreign policy is already lacking. I have many doubts about Bernie Sanders' foreign policy ability. but once again resorting to the Putin is an, quote, an autocratic thug. So you're going to be president, Bernie Sanders, and you're going to have to deal with Putin after you've called him an autocratic thug.
Exactly.
How are you going to deal with him?
Well, exactly. How are you? I mean, you're going to face exactly the same set of problems that Donald Trump has, but you're going to make them far worse. Because at least with Putin and Trump, there is a personal relationship. They're able to talk to each other, even though there's this constant commentary going on about, you know, Trump appeasing Putin. But if Bernie Sanders tries to cut, you know, to have a dialogue with Putin, well, he's also going to get the endless, you know, thing, you know, this is Bernie Sanders appeasing Putin. But of course, Putin's going to be furious. He doesn't like being called an autocratic thug. He isn't one. So, I mean, the whole thing is just so misguided from so many points of view. I mean, it disqualifies him from the presidency. And I agree. I agree with you completely about Bernie Sanders' foreign policy. He's apparently never shown much interest in foreign policy. As president of the United States, he has to be interested in foreign policy, because that's going to be at least 50% of his job, a fact which, you know, he may not like, but it's the reality. He's got to make these kind of decisions. He's just disqualified himself from becoming president by making this extraordinary statement.
I'm sorry, Alexander, to close out the video, my final thoughts, then you can give me your final thoughts. There's no way Bernie Sanders will be able to survive the onslaught.
No.
Of the deep state intelligence No. community when they go after him. There is no way Bernie Sanders would be able to take and absorb what Donald Trump has gone through. There's no way he would survive a Steele dossier, Moscow Hotel, P-tape, P-video, No. whatever it is. When they do decide in their desperation to throw that out there,
yes,
it is going to crush him.
Yes,
it is going
I agree.
To crush him.
Well, I absolutely agree. I entirely agree with that. Moreover, he's going to be up against Donald Trump, who's going to be pointing out all the time how weak he is. I mean, he's, you know, we've already seen tweets coming out from Donald Trump to that effect, you know, about crazy Bernie not being up to fighting, essentially, against these people who are trying to deprive him of the, you know, of the nomination. And if he goes along appeasing them, well, he'll, you know, Donald Trump, even if he becomes candidate, the Democratic Party's candidate, he'll have a Democratic Party that doesn't trust him, is still intriguing against him. He's going to have people like, you know, Blankfeld and all those people saying that they'd rather vote for Trump than Sanders anyway, because they don't trust his socialist policies, and he's going to be Trump is going to have him for breakfast. I mean, it's obvious to me.
Yeah, it's obvious that he's not even going to get that far. They're going to steal the election from him for a second time. Mm. And you know what's going to happen? Instead of taking Tulsi Gabbard and starting a progressive third party like he should have done in 2016, he's going to say, you need to support everyone who supports me needs to support Hillary Clinton and Vice President Mike Bloomberg or Vice President Pete Buttigieg. That's exactly what he is going to do. He's going to fall in line because of this statement. He had his chance, Alexander, many, many times to be a real revolutionary, a real revolutionary. But then he makes statements like this, which this statement could have been written by Hillary Clinton.
Well,
it could have been written by Hillary Clinton.
For all I know, it was. I mean, that's what makes it so terrible. I mean, not Hillary Clinton herself, but, you know, the people around her. I mean, it gives every appearance of having been concocted by people within the DNC. They put this, you know, they have this thing in the Washington Post and the New York Times about the Russians helping Bernie. And so what does he go off and do? He agrees to it. He signs it off. He repeats it. I mean, it's terrible. I mean, can I just add something else? Donald Trump didn't just ridicule this allegation. He went off and fired the acting director of national intelligence. Apparently, he said, you know, I'm not going to have you going off to Congress spreading stories about the Russians helping me and talking to Adam Schiff of all people. You're no longer acting director of national intelligence anymore. You're out. That's just how he reacted. He's, you know, stamping his authority on his own administration. He's telling the US intelligence community, I'm not taking any more of this nonsense. Go after Bernie if you like, but you don't dare go after me. And if you do, I will fight you all the way. And what Bernie does instead is he goes along and he signs off on these bizarre statements in which the people who have been incessantly lying for, you know, 3-4 years, he says that he believes them. And he also says that he believes them in a way that will do the most possible damage to his own campaign.
Very quick question now that you're saying that. Which scenario do you think it is? Three scenarios. Because all the evidence is out there, and you have to be a moron to actually believe the Russiagate hack, DNC collusion story. You have to be a real freaking moron.
Well,
so number one, number one, either Bernie didn't read the evidence at all. Mm. Number two, he's playing along with the deep state and the intel officials and the DNC and the Democrats who have already screwed him once already. Yeah. Big time screwed him out of the nomination, but he's still playing along with it. Or number three, he's read everything and gone over everything, and he actually believes the narrative, which would make him a freaking moron.
Yeah, well, I don't believe the third, and I don't believe the first. I think the second is true. I think that he's appeasing these people. I mean, I really cannot imagine, or whatever else Bernie is, he's not an idiot. And I don't really believe that he's such an idiot as to believe this narrative any longer. I mean, he's in the Senate. He's had access to all the information, much more information than we have seen. He knows that there was no collusion. He's no doubt unfamiliar with the Mueller report. He can't be ignorant of what Barr and Durham are doing. He doesn't believe any of this, but he's scared of these people. And of course, if you're scared, you're lost. You can't go into politics and be president, you know, apply to become president of the United States. If you're scared, scared people are weak people. Donald Trump comes across not scared, but determined to impose his authority. He bangs his fist. He tweets his defiance and sacks his acting director of national intelligence and brings in a loyalist in his place. Says to Bernie in tweets, you know, man up on this, because that's what he's been saying. You didn't follow those tweets. I mean, given the choice between a weak man and a strong one, and, you know, this is a defining issue of strength and weakness, the American people will always choose a strong man. That's always the way. That's always the way in elections, not just in the US, in every country.
Yeah, and if people think that this guy's going to deliver such a complicated issue like Medicare for all or a living wage, which are not very divisive, complicated issues where you have to go up against the pharma industries, which are very much like the military industrial complex. You think this guy is going to have the strength to get that stuff through? You're kidding yourselves. You're fooling yourselves.
Well, he's not going to have that strength. And of course, that's exactly the point that Donald Trump and his people are going to be making. They're going to say, first of all, crazy Bernie, his plans are socialist and absurd and they can't work. And anyway, he can't see them through because he's obviously so weak and dithery that he'll fold at the first challenge. And he will. I mean, he's just shown to everybody that he'll be president in name only.
What a disappointing statement.
Yeah.
So many opportunities to deliver a real revolution. So many opportunities.
What I would say, though, and I at the same time, it does clarify things. It does show that anybody, and, you know, I've read people who say that Bernie Sanders is the person who's got to clean out the swamp. You know, we don't have to go with Trump because Trump's got all these defects and flaws, some of which are true, by the way. I'm not here to say that Trump is a perfect man. I'm not at all saying that. But the idea that Bernie Sanders is going to clean out the swamp, I think we can now say definitely that's not going to happen. If Bernie Sanders wins the presidency in November 2020, the swamp will be in its full power and pomp. We will see all the investigations into what happened in Russiagate closed down, and it will be business as usual.
With the wars as usual.
With the wars as usual, absolutely.
Alexander Mercurius, editor-in-chief of the Durad. Thank you very much. Guys, if you like this video, click on the subscribe button down below. Click on the notifications bell. Also, make sure to hit that like button and please donate to us on PayPal, Patreon, and Subscribestar. Your donation really helps us out a lot because every video we do gets completely demonetized and YouTube unsubscribes people who are subscribed to our channel and they play all kinds of games. But you can also go to BitChute and look for our videos there as well. We have a very, very good BitChute channel, which has all the topics we cover here on there as well. So check us out on BitChute. And of course, go to the Durant shop and you can pick up a really nice polo shirt like that blue polo shirt that you're wearing today, Alexander.
Absolutely. May I say what a marvelous polo shirt this is. And yeah, with its double-headed eagle, the double-headed eagle of the Durant, you can see it there. It's incredibly comfortable. It's 100% cotton. It's extraordinarily stylish and you can wear it in every social occasion you can think of and you will look smart and elegant and phenomenally impressive in it. So if you want to be to cut a dash and make a splash, then buy yourself a Durant polo shirt. And they come, by the way, in many colors. I mean, I've got blue today, but there's black, there's gray, there's all sorts of really stylish colors. And we don't just have Durant polo shirts. We've also got t-shirts, long-sleeved and short-sleeved, all of the same phenomenal, excellent quality. We've also got V-neck shirts. We've got hats and hoodies and stickers. And of course, we've got our famous magic mugs. Now, the reason you don't see me with the magic mug at the moment is we had various visitors round, and I'm afraid they're all in the dishwasher cleaning because we were all having our tea and coffee from our famous and amazing and celebrated magic mugs. But they are, if I may say, the best mugs in the business. They keep your coffee warm. They keep your tea perfect. They make your beer cold and run smooth. And they're big and they're easy to hold and they're strong and you will absolutely be so overjoyed when you own one. Can I also add that Alex is absolutely right. We are under enormous pressure all the time. It's quite amazing, actually, the extent to which, you know, we provide commentary, we express opinions, and nonetheless, we get demonetized and pressured at every point and every angle. If you are interested in what we say, if you think there's value in it, which presumably if you're watching this video you do, then you know one way to support us is to come to our shop and to be the proud owner of these great things. We've made sure that everything that we sell is of top A1 quality. So come to our shop, support the Durant, be the great owner of these wonderful things, and Alex will tell you how.
Just go to thedurantshop.com. You'll find the link in the description box down below. Alexander Mercurius, thank you very much. Until next time, everybody, take care.